shakes the very doorpost inside the throne room of God, and they're worried about shouting down here. Wow.
They don't worry about it at the ball game.
That's right. Turn to Malachi chapter 3 very quickly tonight. I'm going to go as fast as I can. I know everybody is dying in here, and I sweated a suit right out of existence this morning. And I'm going to try not to do that so much tonight, but I can't promise anything. So take it, Malachi chapter 3. Let's all stand. We're going to read one verse, and I'll have you sit. I have three verses that mean very, very much to me in the Scriptures. I am a King James Bible nut.
Yes.
I am a nut about the King James Bible. If it's not in here, it's not anywhere, in my opinion.
Yes.
There's three verses, I'm going to read one of them to you, that are very, very crucial to our belief in this Bible. The first one I'm going to read to you tonight is Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. I want you to read this. I want you to look on it as I read. The Bible says, "For I am the Lord, I change not."
Amen.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this evening. Lord, I thank you for, again, having a chance to preach out of your pulpit. Lord, I never take it lightly. As a matter of fact, I can't believe you put me here. But Lord, I'm so thankful that you have. Lord, please let me decrease tonight to nothing and let you increase to everything tonight. Let the people hear from you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is very, very important. And the title of the message tonight, Brother John, is Why Have We Changed? It's very important tonight that you understand that verse. The Lord God does not change. That's very important for you, okay? Why is that so important? Why is it so very important? In Titus 1, verse 2, it says, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie." Very important. First of all, he doesn't change. Second of all, he doesn't lie. We're very thankful for that. In Psalms 12, 6, and 7, it's very, very important. You see that those verses, okay? The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried out of the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever.
Yes.
Those three verses together, you can base everything on.
Yes.
Let me say that to you again. Well, those verses don't talk about salvation. No, but everything that's about salvation, those verses need to be in here about.
Yes, that's true.
I don't change, the Lord said. That means my salvation doesn't change.
Why? Yeah.
I don't lie. That means how he said to get saved, he cannot lie.
Yeah.
He told us the truth.
Right.
And not only that he cannot change, he cannot lie, he's sworn to preserve this very thing of the not lying
so
and the not changing. So
you've
got it in your hand, not because corruptible men brought it to you, no. Not because the great Nazarene priest did a great job, no. Not because people died to bring this very word of God, no. Because God preserved them throughout all of history. The Lord preserved them.
Amen.
Grab a hold of that.
Yeah.
As much faith as you have in your salvation, you've got to have in your Bible.
Amen.
Got to have it. If you don't have faith that this is the pure word of God, you have got a corrupt salvation.
Right. Yeah.
Because I do this to a lot of folks. How do you get saved? Take the Bible out of the picture. How do you get saved? How do you know about Jesus Christ? Take the Bible out. Oh, there's witnesses that come to you. This earth is a beautiful witness. Tells you that God's got to be. The God conscious, that light that's inside of you tells you that God has got to be.
Right.
But it doesn't tell you about Jesus.
Yes.
This tells you about Jesus.
Yes.
And he cannot lie and he cannot change. Why have we changed? I'm going to have a little fun tonight, okay? I love having fun. I love to preach.
Yes.
And I'm going to have fun preaching. I want to talk about how have we changed in some of the definitions of the words we use today. Some of the definitions of the words we use today. And I'm going to have fun with this. The kids are probably going to laugh because I pick on their words a lot. But what definitions have changed over the decade? How about the word cool? What did that word used to mean? Opposite of what we're in right now. I knew that would be a good one for tonight. Cool, okay? Well, cool, and then today actually it's kind of running out of existence. You know, cool was back in Fonzie's days over here. cool was back in the days when preacher was, you know, the pompadour, the black hair, and then, you know, riding around on a motor scooter. You know, that was cool. Yeah, cool back then. Cool, hey, you know. Boy, that's changed. Cool used to be refrigerated.
Yeah.
Cool used to be nice outside.
Yeah.
That changed. What happened with the word fat? Fat used to mean plump, gristle on meat. Fat today is not so bad. Fat today is good. The kids say, man, that's fat, and it means good. I'm telling you right now, I used to be 250 pounds. Fat wasn't good at all. All right? Another one, bad. Bad means good. Man, that's bad. It is not. You're right, but I said it's bad, meaning good. How about mad? You've got mad skills. Mad is something that preacher gets when I don't do my job. He's got mad skills, I'm going to tell you that right now. When he gets mad, his skills come through. Mad, boy, he's mad. You say you got mad, that means you got a lot or good. Why are bad words meaning good? Don't understand it. Mad skills. Sick. Man, that is sick. Kids say that all the time. Man, that's sick. Sick, man, sick. Sick means good. What does good mean anymore? Man, that's good. What, is that bad? Good, that's terrible. Call me good. We've changed a lot of the definitions. So how about the word deaf? Deaf used to mean you can't hear. Deaf now means, man, that's deaf. That's good. Right? Good, deaf, dope. Dope, you know what dope is? Dope is either somebody that's really not smart, or dope is something you smoke. Dope means good. Why don't we just say good anymore? Why? It's amazing to me how our definitions have changed. Now, I looked through some of these, and those were just the fun ones. But I tell you, I did a little research. I got caught up in this a little bit, and I did a little research, and it's kind of funny how this world today has dumbed down, watered down, and literally taken away some of the words that we have. They're our words, but they've taken them from us. And they made them so if we say them, they turn bad into good or good into bad. Okay? I want you to think about this for me. How about the word scripture? Scripture, if you go to the 1828 dictionary, that's back when people were normal people. Okay? 1828. Scripture, and it said right out in the first definition, the Holy Bible. Scripture, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Scripture's our word. We reserve that for us, Scripture, because what I'm holding in my hand is Scripture.
Amen.
Okay? 1961, Merriam-Webster's dictionary changed that. First definition is the Bible, but the second definition is anything written. Third definition is any religious book.
Uh-oh.
Buddhist, whatever.
Uh-oh.
Today's translation. That was 1961, Merriam-Webster. Today's translation gives you the Old Testament or New Testament doesn't say Bible. And then it says, or any other religious book. Then it says in the third definition, any essay or work that is written with any authority is scripture. If preacher writes down something and says, dictates a letter to me, that apparently, because it carries authority, is scripture. Why have we changed? The next one, marriage. And you're all laughing. It's going to get a lot laughier later, okay? Marriage, 1828 and 1961. Bless their hearts. Real people must have lived in 1961 too. Man and wife, okay? Today, today, the first two definitions bless our hearts, man and wife. The third definition, any union of two people of any type without legal sanction, trial marriage or homosexual marriage. When is the change come? The change comes when sin creeps in and morality is taken away and it's eroding, okay? It's not something that just automatically snowballs downhill. This is something that has eroded over a lot of years. A lot of years to chase. Now, I guarantee if I go through this room, I know that you know that marriage is between a man and a wife. Not hard, okay? Not hard at all. I don't want it to be Adam and Eve. I don't want it to be Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve. You know all that. You've heard it a million times. But understand this. In our day and age, when the definitions in the definition books, the dictionaries are changing, why have we changed and where have we changed? See, you got to ask yourself, what in the world kind of society do we live in today where good is bad and bad is good? What kind of society do we live in where sick means that's good? Where things like death means dope and dope means fat and everything else? What in the world are we coming to here? I'm a word guy. I like word. I love to play Scrabble. I like to look things up in the dictionary. I have fun doing that kind of stuff. What's amazing to me is how anybody, now preacher, this is what's scary, and you got to hear this now. Anybody that writes anything down, that must be right.
Wow.
Now hear me. That is what it is today. If it's written in an article, in a paper, if it's on the internet, you know how many people come up to me and say, did you see on the internet where it said this and this and this happened? It's got to be true, because it was on the internet. Do you know, let me tell you something. Media today, 90% of it has got to be false. What they give you. It is not about right and wrong anymore. It's about psychotic. Because right and wrong is a long gone thing. Right and wrong to where you say, hey, it's wrong for you to break that window. I'm going to break your hind end when you do it. That's gone, brother. That's gone. Kids today break the window. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You're just not a well-adjusted kid. You have parental problems at home. I got news for you. I had parental problems at home, too. My dad had a paddle. My mom had a belt and a wooden spoon. I had parental problems, too. Every time I did something wrong, they chased me with them. Okay? And by the way, not just me. The neighbor chased me. Anybody down the street chased me. My aunt and uncle chased me. Didn't matter what house you were at, you were getting whooped. You did something wrong. Today, you never get whooped for nothing. And if you get whooped, I'm going to call police. You know what I'm going to tell you right now, kids, if I ever hear about you threatening your parents with that, I'll call the police for you.
Amen.
Because I want them to come out and look at you. See, what's amazing to me is we have let things come in, and because we don't talk about them, because we don't try to do anything about them, because we don't fight for what is ours, we end up in situations like this. Let me ask you, what do you think the definition for gay was in 1828? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me break this down, though. In 1828, gay said jubilant, happy, ornamental, all those things, but gay never, ever mentioned homosexuality.
Right.
It never even was mentioned.
You're right.
In 1828.
You're right.
In 1961, it was happy. Seven definitions of happy, but the eighth definition was homosexual.
Wow.
In 1961. Today's definition. 1 through 4 are happy. 5 through 8 are different types of homosexuality. I didn't know there were different types. Homosexual, homosexual. The word queer in 1828 meant weird. Not normal, different, eccentric, was queer. In 1961, weird, number one definition. Survey says, number two, homosexual. But it mentions it as homosexuality and leaves it go. Queer. Today's version, queer. 1 through 4, weird. I didn't know there was 4 kinds of weird. You're just weird. Number 5, and it lists this as disparaging and offensive slander. Homosexual. Now I want you to hear something. Tolerancy and acceptance have come into where you are literally unable to say anything. And I'm telling you, this will go out over the internet, I'm sure. And it could be something that's very much open, because in pulpits today, if you talk about the homosexual crowd, you'll get people to leave your church because, well, bless God, that's just not loving people. I love them. I hate that sin. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I've got real trouble. I got real trouble with some. And then, by the way, what's funny is, nobody, and when I say nobody in this room, I mean nobody, feels comfortable around them. Tell me I'm wrong. Yeah, when you get out in public and you know somebody's a rainbow warrior, you don't want to be around them. I know this isn't popular preaching, but let me tell you something. I don't care how popular it is. I had to deal with this with my own family. And I'm telling you, it was a miserable 10 years of heartache and strife. Because of that sin, and I'm going to tell you, it's not any bigger than any other sin. Don't misread me. But what's amazing is we have got so much ease of taking in sin anymore. And you know what? We're forced anymore to say, if you don't take in this sin, then you're wrong. See, that is where the right and wrong are getting mixed up. The Lord did not take in the sin of homosexuality. He destroyed cities over it. You can't get it out of the scriptures, brother. It's in there to stay. And whether we like it or not, that's what he did. The Lord God changes not.
Yes.
Now hear me. God cannot lie. He didn't repent the fact that he destroyed that city. Never once did he say,
man, I wish I wouldn't have done that.
Right.
What a great bunch of people those people would have been. No, they're burning in hell right now because they would not come out of their sin.
Correct.
You say, well, Brother Dave, do you think all queers are going to go to hell? Absolutely not. No way. Because I think some of the queers are going to change their life and accept the Lord as their Savior.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got living proof in my family of that. Dude, you got to understand is this. That sin doesn't keep you out of heaven. That sin doesn't send you to hell.
Right.
The belief in the Savior sends you to heaven or hell. If you don't believe in him, that's the one that sends you to hell. If you do believe in him, you go to heaven. I don't care what your background is. Alcohol isn't the same way as anything else. Don't misread me. But understand this. We have gained a great tolerance. Man, years ago, it was, oh, you're a drunk. That's a terrible way to live. Today, a drunk is just an afterthought. A drunk's no big deal. That going and walking out with three paper bags full of liquor is no problem. Where are we going? To your house? See, what's amazing is we live in this life where it's no big deal for sin to be around. Before, I'm going to tell you right now, I never in my life knew of a pregnancy in high school when I was in high school. No, I mean, it never even. They've got nurseries in high school now. Nurseries, man! Why? We've got to provide a place for the children of our freshmen. Why? Because sin is okay. Tolerancy is just fine. And if a preacher gets up and preaches from the pulpit the truth, people walk out of his messages.
They get mad.
They get mad because you are preaching against something that is in my family. Yeah. You're preaching against an alcoholic. I'm not preaching against the alcoholic. I'm preaching against the alcohol.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, the strong drink is raging.
Yes.
Why has it changed? Brother Carl, there was a day when prohibition existed. Why have we changed? There was a day when the queers would stay in the closet. Why have we changed? There's a day that it used to be a fighting match when a flag would be burned. Why have we changed? They say, we want change. Abomination, that's all he preaches about right now. We want change. We got to have change. You know what? I agree with him. We got to change back to what we were. You want to see a great country again, go back to morality.
Yeah.
You want to see a great country again, go back to standards. You want to see a great country again, tell your little daughters to get off their back in high school and start doing right with their grades.
Yeah. Amen.
Why I'm afraid to do that to my daughter, don't want to run them off. I'm going to tell you right now, I should write this down and put it on a bronze plaque. I'd rather lose them to the devil than give them to the devil.
Amen.
I'm just worried about her leaving my house. Don't let your kids run your life.
Amen.
How dare you let your kids run your life? By the way, kids, how dare you try to run their life?
Yeah.
You do it, you're told.
Yeah.
I never got a chance to tell my dad anything. Dad, I'm not. Dad, you can't make. Parents never messed around when I was a kid. Today, please stop, please stop, please stop, please stop, please stop. One.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, boy.
Two. And if you're a counter, meet me afterwards. Three! And the kid knows you gave him 3 seconds. In my day, that's a head start, brother. I love timeout. Man, you know how many windows I'd have broke if I'd had timeout? Son, timeout! Cool.
I was getting hot anyways, Dad. I'm gonna work my shoulder a little bit here in this timeout. All right, time in.
Timeout!
All right.
Kids today, it's amazing to me. Why have we changed? Why have we changed? The Lord installed a backside to people for use.
Amen.
Not just sitting.
Yeah.
Whipping. And you say, well, I don't spank my children. That's your fault. It gets a lot of aggression out, too. You can get all, yeah, man, this feels good. Yeah. Can't pay the bills, but I sure can whack your eye in. No, I'm just kidding. Why is it that we have changed? I heard a story one time. A lady and a man used to drive together. They just got married. And they used to sit right next to each other. So sweet. Kind of like Brother Mark, Betty do. Sits right next to each other. There's about 6 inches between them right now. I was trying to make up with them. Do something nice, flower. Anyways, he'd drive like this. After a few years, they started separating just a little further and further apart. And eventually, the girl sitting on the other side of the car, and she says to her husband, hey, why don't we sit next to each other anymore? Why? He said, honey, I haven't moved. The Bible says over and over and over again, you've left your first love.
Yeah.
Understand this, Jesus has been driving the truck forever. But for eternity, he's been driving.
Right.
You used to sit right next to him.
Right.
You loved him. Man, you loved him. You loved what he was about. You loved what he preached to you. You loved what you got at church. You loved all those things. Why did you decide to move away? Remember the good times? Why did you decide to move away? Why did you decide that Sunday morning is good enough? Why did you decide that Wednesday night's really not that important? All they do is read missionary letters. Why is it that Sunday school is too early? Hogwash. If your job puts you up, your job makes you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you can't come to Sunday school. I love that. Let me tell you something. The Lord is here. He wants us to be here with him.
Amen.
Yet we can't wait to move away because it's deaf, dope, and stupid to come over here. By the way, stupid's another good one.
Yeah.
It's good to be stupid.
Overachieving.
So we're way over here. The Lord's way over there. Why have we moved? Here's another one. Sodomy. I know I'm staying with the queers. I don't care. Sodomy. 1828, this is the definition in bold print, large letters. I love this. A crime against nature.
Amen.
1828. Real people lived back then, I'm going to tell you that right now. You went out and shot your meals every day. Crime against nature. No pita then. Or actually, there was pita. They enjoyed eating tasty animals too. Crime against nature. 1961, homosexuality. That's what the definition was of sodomy, homosexuality. Today, it never mentions homosexuality ever in sodomy. A relationship between usually two men, but it can be anyone that desires to be a sodomite. Be anybody, because we're totally acceptable here. Anything's good. Roy G. Biv, everyone's rainbow warriors. Let me tell you something. In 1828, it was a crime against nature.
Yeah.
In the Bible, it's a crime against nature.
Amen.
The Lord your God, I change not.
Amen.
I cannot lie, and I'll preserve my word so that you and your generations can see that sodomy is still a crime against nature.
Amen.
It's still not right, and that sin is not to be tolerated. It's an abomination before God.
Amen.
That's why they'll elect him.
Yes.
I want you to look at one verse, and I'm all done. Genesis 3:1. Why have we changed? Why are the things that I'm talking about tonight okay? Why is there no more right and wrong? Why is there no more patriotism? You get outside of this church, it's tough to find a flag waver. I don't care what you say. There, you'll find somebody to burn your flag quicker than you will to wave it.
Yes.
You try it out. I guarantee you, try it out. You find somebody with gray hair on their head, you're going to get punched in the mouth almost every time. You find somebody like me that's my age, they'll help you burn it. They'll light it. That's sad.
Yes, it is.
The very flag that they are in the country of, they got no problem burning it, and they say, well, it's because of liberty. I got liberty to burn this flag. I got liberty to kick you into the ocean, too.
Yes.
On fire.
Yeah. Amen.
Where's morality gone? Where's Christianity gone? Christianity is a, man, that is a water, Luke, water word. I mean, yeah. Christianity could be anybody.
Yep.
Anybody says they're Christian. Are you Christian? Yeah, I'm a Christian. Wouldn't you like to be a Christian, too? I mean, it's like Dr. Pepper commercial. Everybody's a Christian. Not everybody's God's child.
Right.
Where's that preaching gone?
Right.
Not everybody's a child. We are all just God's children.
Yeah.
No, you're not. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're not God's child. Yeah. You're a reprobate. You're a bastard.
Amen.
Can I say that in church, bastard?
Yeah.
That's what you are. I'm going to tell you right now, what's amazing is we got no problem with it. It's okay. If you're a Christian, you must be okay. Hogwash. If they're not saved, they're not Christian.
Yeah.
Look at verse 1 of chapter 3. Now the serpent, now we know who that's talking about, I assume, was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said? What does that mean, preacher? Why did you go there? Why have we changed? We changed because we don't care what God said anymore.
Right.
How do I know that? I know that because NIV holders don't realize that there's verses missing. Every time I've confronted a person that holds an NIV in their hand, they have no idea that Matthew 18:11, just an example, is not in there. No idea. Not what? What? They don't care. They just want the one that everybody else has.
Yeah.
Hear my words. Because somebody else has something doesn't mean it's right. Search the scriptures, okay? So here we are in a time period where the devil, who is more subtle than any beast of the field, has gotten into the homes and into the hearts of most of the people in America today, eroding away the faith that we used to hold so dearly. Why have we changed? We have changed because we don't care.
Right.
We have changed because the devil has dangled a carrot in front of America's eyes, and we went ahead and chewed on the carrot for a while.
Yeah.
Why don't we care? We don't care because it's too hard to care. Why don't we care? It's too hard to fight for. Too hard to fight for that beachhead. I love the kids that are in the military today, but I hope and pray that they would have the bravery like Kenny White to go into that battlefield and say, I don't care whether I get shot. I want to protect my country. I'm so thankful that he's fighting over there so he doesn't have to fight it here. You don't even know what it's like to fight in a battle like that. I don't even know what it's like. I looked at his car, couldn't believe it, big holes in it. Are you kidding me? Get me out of here. Or give me a gun so I start shooting people.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, that's just terrible. What's a preacher? And what kind of preacher are you? I'm going to tell you right now, David was a warrior.
Yes, he
Amen.
Was.
David had his dukes up everywhere he went.
Amen. He was a whooper boy. He whooped
them. He's just a little fella.
Yes, sir.
Just a little guy, but he didn't care. You mess with him, he'll take you out.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you mess with him, you had all of his mighty men, mightiest men, and mightier, mightiest, mighty, mighty men. Everybody was mighty in his army. And I tell you right now, you mess with him, he'll kill you. And what's funny is, God, man, boy, I wish I had a drink of water. In the Bible, it talks about, man, I wish I had a drink of water from a spectral fountain. He had people, soldiers go and kill a bunch of people to bring him a glass of water. Now, I ask Austin to get me water all the time. I don't think he's going to kill anybody going down the steps. You can't have water. I said, all right. All right, I'm not going to fight you. David said, I want a glass of water. People got killed. Now, I don't think you should go and start being militant with people, but understand this. Why have we changed? Brother Carl, why are we afraid? We're afraid.
Yes.
Come on, listen to me.
Right.
We're afraid.
Right.
We're afraid of saying the word queer to queer.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to talk to him.
Right.
Hey, you say, well, why can't you talk to him? I just feel, I get the willies around him. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey. Why are you afraid? Well, what's going to happen to you? Because Christians have been afraid for years. That's why we've got what we've got in this nation today. You think people were afraid when they came over here on the boat? How much courage did that have to take? How much courage did it have to take to battle for and live, even just starvation in the early settlers, just battling the sickness like flu? That took courage, man. We don't have courage today. We're sissies. You're so afraid to do anything. You're so afraid to say anything. You get in the crowd, somebody says G-U-D out loud. You're like, yeah. Amen. I'll tell you right now, if people are cussing around you, walk the other way. Get away, man. Get away or tell them, hey, come on. See, what's amazing to me, we're afraid. We're chicken today. Why have we changed? We're changed because the devil has removed the spine of the Christian. He's more subtle than any beast of the field. And you hear day after day after day on your boob tube and your idiot box and your TV at home, you hear every single day how bad it is to be Christian, how bad it is to be staunch, how bad it is to be single-minded, how bad it is to be a Bible thumper. Well, you're just a Bible thumper. Why is a Bible thumper bad? Because bad is bad and good is good and good is fat and fat is ugly and ugly is stupid and dope. And we think that's okay. I'm going to tell you, it sounds so dumb to me. It's and dumb not being dumb, not being good, dumb being dumb. We have lost our heritage through the ability to not care. Because it's too hard to care. It's too hard to fight for what's right. I don't want my son and daughter to be growing up in a society where they can't have right or wrong. And let me tell you something, that's where it's going.
Yes, you're right.
We've got a little oasis here.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah. Bethel Baptist Christian Academy.
Yes.
Where preachers get up and snot and spit all over the kids. Make them sit real close so they get wet every time. And they get up to hear great preachers come in here. We bring them in and they get to hear great preaching and it gets inundated in their minds. What's amazing to me is can you imagine a kid going out for the very first time into the real world after being in here all this time? Woo! I don't even know what I just heard. Man, that's stupid. You're right, it is stupid. You're stupid. No, stupid meaning good, dude. You got to do it. It's amazing to me. Why have we changed? I want you to think with me tonight what you heard. And I took dictionaries. It's funny. You take the dictionary from 1828, take the dictionary from 1961, you take today's dictionary and compare them all. All those words, the change is amazing to me. I was just amazed. That's why it's so vital to have Malachi 3:6.
Yes.
I am the Lord your God. I change not. Doesn't matter what this world's doing. Doesn't matter what the queer movement's doing. Doesn't matter what Obama Nation's doing. Doesn't matter what all the rest of them are doing. I change not.
Yes.
Sin is still sin.
That's right. Yes.
Bad is still bad. Bad ain't good with God. Bad is bad.
Amen.
Stupid is stupid with God. Stupid is just stupid. With God, just stupid. Okay? You do things that aren't right, you're doing bad. It's called sin. Sin is in the Bible and sin is bad. A whore in the Bible is bad.
Amen.
Not a hoe down the road is good for you. That's amazing. Ho, what's up, hoe girl? I hear that all the time. What's up, hoe? And that's supposed to be good? Are you kidding me? How in the world? Why do you want yourself to be called those things? Why do you desire to live in a society where it's okay? Call me bad. I want to be bad. I'm bad, dude. I'm bad. No, you're just stupid, and not the good one.
Right, amen.
Why have we changed? I think we ought to change.
Amen.
Go back to where we were.
Yes. Yes.
Listen to me when I tell you, something as simple as definitions in a dictionary, it's as simple as it is for you to change. Get in your heart to get closer to God. Come back this way to where God is.
Yes.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you again for letting me rant and rave up here. Lord, I just believe with all my heart that I can't imagine what you see when you look down here, God. I really can't. It's got to sicken you to know how much you've given to this country, and yet we have no problem running it amok and doing the things that we desire, doing that which is right in our eyes, when, Lord, the only rightness can be found in your eyes. Lord, I can't imagine what you see. Lord, please give us the ability and the strength to say, I'm putting my spine right back where it belongs. I'm going to get a backbone in me, and I'm going to do what I can to serve God and do what's right. Help us to get a sense of patriotism and history. Realizing what this country has gone through to bring us the very faith that we hold dear. Help us to realize that we should love you. We should praise you. We don't praise you enough. Lord, you've given us a great country, but we've taken our eyes off you. We've gone away from our first love. We've moved away from the driver's seat. And then we turn around and ask you, why have we moved? And you reply to us, I change not. I cannot lie, and I've preserved my word. Where have you gone? Lord, help us. Help us to see that which is right and to do the same. Lord, be with Bethel Baptist Church tonight. Let it be a bright and shining light. Let it be a light that cannot be hid. It's just, it's too bright, and the community sees it, and they want to flock to it. I believe with all my heart, Lord, if we do what you tell us to do, I believe that we could have sweeping revival if you're in it. I believe we could have that because I believe people really do want that right society again. I believe that. I believe that people really want to be good. I believe they want to live in a society where people aren't getting hurt and people aren't getting murdered and people aren't getting run around. Lord, I believe that they want that. Let us be the ones that give it to them through you. Lord, help us in our own hearts to look to what is right.
Yes.
Look to what is right, and not only right now, tonight. Not be tolerant. Not think that it's okay to do those things. Realize that you hate sin. Let us get a hatred in our heart for sin. And let us realize that we've got a job to do here, and I believe you can help us. Lord, help us, work through us tonight. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.